The legal practice manager at Shine Lawyers in Caboolture is talking today about work-related injuries, which can, with physical injuries, psychological disorders, or even death. They can happen whilst you're at work, traveling to and from your job, or on a scheduled break, or as a direct result of doing your job. We've asked Carla Melbourne to come into the studios and have a chat to us today and to clarify some of the questions that we all probably have regarding work cover. So, good morning, Carla. Welcome to the studio. What kind of impact can a workplace injury have on the employee and their family?
So work injuries can have really significant impacts on employees and their families. So obviously, in the worst case scenario, you have people that sustain injuries that are so significant that they're not able to go back to their normal course of work, that they need significant care around the home, or that they just don't go back to being themselves. Obviously, we also have people that sustain injuries, you know, that are relatively minor, where someone might need some initial treatment and maybe a few hours or days off work. And that's probably one of the biggest myths about work cover. So most people don't realize that work cover actually comes in two stages. The first stage, there's no requirement to prove fault. It's simply if you sustain an injury and it's connected to your work, you can have a claim. And lawyers like myself get involved in circumstances where someone is going to have ongoing impact. So we often help people that, you know, need to reduce their hours at work or need to look for alternative work or can no longer pass their medical examination to go back to their ordinary job, or they're, you know, relying on significant pain relief to get through. So there is those two stages to a work cover claim. And when you're in that second stage and you're looking for, you know, lump sum compensation for the significant ongoing effects of your injury, it's in that stage that we do have to prove fault against your employer. So that's why it's important to get a lawyer involved at that stage.
So can you explain to us why it's so important for people to seek legal advice after a workplace injury?
It's really important because the average person doesn't understand how the scheme works. They don't know what they're entitled to, what their employer needs to do, what work cover needs to do, and what they need to do. And if you don't follow your obligations, you can really get yourself in strife with work cover, and you can mean that you don't end up getting, you know, all of your entitlements. It's also really important because not only do people not understand what they might be entitled to, they can really struggle to gather the evidence that they need to put before work cover for work cover to give them all of those entitlements. So it's important that you see a lawyer if you're having significant impacts, if you think it's going to have an ongoing effect on you, and when your work cover claim is closing, particularly if you're still having symptoms, because if you accept any offers from work cover, it does finalise your rights. So it's important that you know what you're doing before you do that.
So Carla, who can make out there in the public, who can make a work cover claim?
So you need to be an employee. So essentially you need to be an employee or a worker, and you need to have sustained an injury in a connection with your work. So that can be during your actual job, while you're on a break, while you're travelling to or from work. Then if you sustain an injury and it's been caused in connection with that employment, then you can bring a claim. And that will then entitle you to things like we call the reasonable cost of treatment. So seeing a specialist, having any scans, physiotherapy, medication expenses, those sorts of things. And will also entitle you to some of your wages being covered for time that you need off work as well.
Carla, lovely talking to you so far. We're going to take a very quick song break and come back to you in just a moment on 101.5.